So I came across the other day on Instagram this post on a 30-day challenge. They had a whole list on what to eat and what not to eat. So basically no sugars is what I got out of it. No gluten for 30 days, drink 2 liters of water every day. And here's the thing, I'm very on board on self-love. Love your body. I personally will agree that every beauty comes in every shape and size. Everyone's beautiful in their own way, and I am very against people that judge others for how they look, dress, or for who they are. I don't think it's human of someone to judge someone else. But personally, after giving birth to my daughter, I did suffer, even though I was posting, postpartum, pictures on social media, on the inside, I was not happy with how I looked. I was not content with how my body was, and I definitely was not loving myself. And I can say that till this day, I still suffer with that. I still battle self-insecurity. I'm very cautious for how certain clothes fit me. I'm not happy with it. I don't even want to sometimes step inside the mall because I am very guilty of comparing myself. I do it all the time, whether I'm at, the mall or I'm in social media. I mean, I don't do it as often as I used to do it before, but I am very guilty, was very guilty of comparing myself. And I never took in the fact that perhaps those girls, dedicated themselves to the gym every day, or they just changed their whole diet regimen. That's the same thing. Their whole diet, they changed that completely to a clean eating. Or perhaps they never had a kid in their life. I never took that in consideration. All I did was compare, and I was like, damn, why is my body not looking like that? Or I wish I had a body like that, or I wish my body bounced like that. So comparing myself, I can say, really affected for how I perceived or looked myself in the mirror. And I was not appreciating my body, and I should have appreciated it, because my body gave birth to another human being. So here's the thing, girls, after giving birth, yes, your body will change, okay? I hope I'm not alone on that, but I do have to say, and I hope other mamas out there agree with me, that your body changes completely. Sometimes it doesn't even bounce back to the slightest of how your body used to look before you even got pregnant. So it's not going to change back or bounce back overnight. It takes time. It takes, sometimes for some of us, it takes hard work. Sometimes we just get lucky and within months, our body's back. But the thing is, your boobs, girls. If you're pregnant right now or you're breastfeeding right now, take advantage of those perky, nice boobs. Because after you're done breastfeeding altogether, your boobs will change. I mean, mine's changed after I was done breastfeeding altogether. I was like, where are my nice perky boobs I was having? I have to look for them sometimes. And they're no longer nice and up and perky. So take a full advantage of that, girls. Body changes. Take that in consideration right now, that your body will change after giving birth. And for me, I just, like I said, I didn't appreciate the fact that I gave birth to another human being. I look at my daughter now, and I'm just like, damn, my body popped that baby out. And in the beginning, I was not grateful for that. I didn't embrace my body as I should have. All I did was envision myself. I became obsessed with this idea of, I want to go to the gym. I want to do this because I want my body to look like that. There's nothing wrong with having motivation for certain stuff. There's nothing wrong if you have an idea of how your body, you want your body to look like, and that's why you're changing your diet or you're going to the gym. There's nothing wrong with that. But becoming obsessed with the idea of becoming someone else without even accepting firsthand your body is the wrong mistake. And I did that. I didn't appreciate myself. I didn't love myself. And like I said, yeah, I still suffer from it. I still now here and there am guilty of comparing myself. But now I learned to accept the fact that my body is the way my body is because I pushed a baby out. And I should be forever grateful to God for, you know, letting me be healthy, having me have a healthy baby. You know, I'm alive. I got to wake up this morning. So I shouldn't become obsessed with the idea of having, you know, a big butt and a small waist because that's all I see on social media. You know, I should take in consideration that everyone works on their own pace and everyone works for what they enjoy the most. So if they have the time to do that, that's really encouraging, you know, to see that other girls that have time for that. But for me at the moment, I don't have that time. And so, but because I don't have the time, I shouldn't beat myself down or put myself down for not looking a certain way in clothes. And it's going to be a little struggle, but it's something I'm learning to love about myself, learning to love my stretch marks, learning to love that my butt doesn't look the same, you know, learning to love myself is what's going on here. And so when I saw that 30-day challenge, I said, you know what? Why not? I want to do this 30-day challenge. And I would love for anyone who wants to do it to let me know that they want to do it with me because that will be great motivation that someone else wants to do it. But here's the catch. I don't want to do the 30-day challenge as they write it on the post, you know, the whole cutting out almost everything. Because I'm a huge believer that you shouldn't cut certain stuff out of your diet like so directly because that's where like headaches come in or, you know, you start feeling fainty because you can't just change your diet overnight. It's progressively. It's something that takes its time. But I'm very forward with doing this 30-day challenge. I seem like I don't want to drink no soda. I don't want to have too much of a processed food on my diet. I want to, you know, have more veggies. I definitely want to up my water intake. I don't drink enough water a day as I'm supposed to. So that definitely will be added in my 30-day challenge. And my 30-day challenge, I want to take, you know, more walking, not sitting down in front of the TV like almost every day. I want to be more active with myself. So that's going to be my 30-day challenge in there. You know, exercising a little bit more, being active a little bit more so I'm not feeling tired all the time. I'm going to, you know, take a 30-day challenge of being less time on my phone, less time on social media, more time with, you know, my family. So that's my 30-day challenge. It's goals that I want to reach. Because a 30-day challenge doesn't necessarily mean that you want your body to look a certain way. It's more of a healthy, as in like mentality, physical, and emotionally. You want a 30-day challenge is something you want to challenge yourself for 30 days of reaching a goal. So if it means less TV time, put that there on your 30-day challenge. It means less chocolate. Put that on your 30-day challenge. We're not doing something here that has to do all entirely on fitness. But like I said, it has to do with all around something, a goal that you want to reach. And you got 30 days to do it. So if you're on board with this, like I said, message me or get with someone else. Get with, you know, a friend, coworker, sister, cousin, whatever it is. Your hubby, your husband, your boyfriend, brother. If you guys want to get a 30-day challenge, do a 30-day challenge, set yourself a goal, something you guys want to change about yourself, and you got 30 days to work on it. I want to definitely hear you guys' ideas out there, something perhaps I can take in. But like I said, your 30-day challenge, do your own research, do your own meditation, and figure out what is it that you want to change or want to work on a little bit better. But for all those girls that are pregnant, I'm letting you know right now, like, yes, your body will definitely change after giving birth. Yes, your boobs will definitely change after breastfeeding. But there's no rush in loving yourself right away. Everyone's going to tell you, love yourself right away. But it takes your own time for you personally to accept your body. And once you do that, it's going to be like, wow, like, damn. This is my body, and you know what? I'm very beautiful. You're going to learn to accept yourself that. You're going to find more enjoyment, wearing your favorite clothes because you finally learn to love yourself. And it's going to be hard. I'm not going to say it's an easy thing, but do whatever it takes to make yourself happy first, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So nothing takes an overnight thing. It takes time. So if you want to bounce your body back, girls, go for it. Just remember, it takes time. It's not an overnight thing. And remember, always to love yourself. Even if it takes time, don't beat down yourself for that. It's okay. Okay? Other than that, that's all I want to talk about today. So I hope you all have a good night and hope to talk to you guys very soon.